From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The FBI is again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an early investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russia has failed to win re-election to the United Nations Human Rights Council, an action seen as a rebuke, that is, for the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Chorkin, played down Moscow's loss. More than 880 human rights organizations had lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. This is VOA News. There was a growing sense that by the time Iraqi forces finish regaining control of the key city of Mosul from the Islamic State fighters, few, if any, of the terror group's top leaders will be there. Meantime, Iraqi officials contend ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is holed up along with lieutenants somewhere in Mosul. Authorities in Pakistan have come under severe criticism for a crackdown on political activists trying to hold an anti-government demonstration, but allowing proscribed radical Islamist group to rally in the heart of the nation's capital. The opposition political party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, led by the Imran Khan, plans to converge on Islamabad Wednesday to stage a rally to demand Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif step down, accusing him of corruption. But the government banned all political and religious processions in the city Thursday and unleashed a preemptive nationwide crackdown to try to stop the PTI workers and leaders from marching on Islamabad, detaining hundreds of people. The Human Rights Office reports Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by the Islamic State militants in a battle for Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS, also known as ISIL, has abducted nearly 8,000 families or more than 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic IS locations.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. network security experts say Chinese hackers recently launched an attack targeting people attending a U.S.-Taiwan defense industry conference in the U.S. state of Virginia. Mark Stokes, the executive director of the Project 2049 Institute, said Taiwan's democratic government is a real threat to the legitimacy of China's communist government. Taiwan believes Chinese hackers have infiltrated its defense, foreign affairs, air traffic control, and communication system, saying the scale has reached quasi-war level. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.